This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was interesting today to hear all of the discussion about the Austin Meadows as a fourth outfielder. And I understand why people want Gregory Polanco out of the lineup. I get it. I understand it. But it's not going to happen. And I think the other thing about it is I don't know that it's realistic to expect Austin Meadows to be a better hitter this year than Gregory Polanco. I mean, the thing about it is this is a team that is looking or looks like or at least are acting like they want to win this year. They are acting like a team that wants to be in contention. They don't want to be a team that isn't in contention. They don't want to be a team that, you know, is just bouncing around doing nothing. And that's the thing about it to me. You know, if that's the case, you've got to play your best player or the best players that give you the best chance to win. For one thing, you know, Austin Meadows isn't a right fielder. He's a center fielder. That's where his experience has been. So that doesn't mean you can't move him around, but you don't in a year where you're trying to win and trying to get to a wild card or at least trying to contend or whatever, you don't want to be breaking in a guy into a new position. I think one of the biggest problems the Pirates have had defensively the last two or three years is nobody has a damn position. You look out on the field, every single one of them, it seems like they play five different positions. And I know you have to have some flexibility, small market team, blah, 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 all that other stuff. But – you know, the bottom line is you've got a bunch of guys who are a jack of all trades, a master of none. And so, you know, it's okay, but you've started to have some guys settle into where they are. Josh Bell, you know, the more experience he gets at first base, the more he's starting to look like a first baseman. Adam Frazier is just, I don't know that there's a place for him in the field. I actually think he is a, you know, he is going to be a very nice pinch hitter, bench guy for his entire career. That's his role. And I'm not trying to, you know, downplay the fact. I think he's a nice player. I just don't think he's an everyday player. I don't think he's somebody you put in the field every single day. I just don't. I think that he's somebody that you have on your bench who's got a little pop, just enough pop in his bat to be dangerous. He's somebody that you can, you know, play at a multiple positions in, you know, giving guys a rest. You know, he handles his bat well. He runs pretty well. But I just don't think he's an everyday player, you know. So, you know, having Harrison back is good because now Frazier is back in the role that he needs to be in. But Josh Harrison is somebody who's had to sort of settle in and figure out how to play second base. So, you know, to me, you look at this team, I don't think you want to be in a position where you I don't think you want to be in the position where you have to have Austin Meadows learning how to play right field, a different position in a park that he's never really played in. In a season when you're trying to win. I think that's something that you can throw him out there, you know, if you, you know, here and there or whatever. But in a season when you're trying to win, you've got to play the guys that give you the best chance to win. And I don't think that Austin Meadows right now, as good as he hit this weekend, I get it. I don't think he's ready yet. I think he's, you know, if it would be different if they didn't have an alternative. If they, you know, for instance, if they still had the plan, you know, that was the original plan, which was Daniel Nava and Michael Saunders and Bryce Brents and all those guys and Adam Frazier playing left, if that was their plan, If they were still doing that, had they not made the trade for Corey Dickerson, then I would say Austin Meadows, you know, you bring him up because he's your best option. And frankly, if that was the case, you could probably just put him in left and put him in center and let Marte play left and be okay. But, or, you know, if you had to put him in left and get him, he would learn how to play left. That's one thing, because you wouldn't have any other alternatives. But here you got an alternative in Gregory Polanco. I know people are down on him. He makes some really, really, really bad decisions in the field. He doesn't really know how to judge a fly ball sometimes. Everything he does is sort of an adventure in right field. But, you know, he's got a pretty good arm, and he throws guys out. He can run, and because he can run, and he's like 6 foot seven or whatever he is, he can catch balls out of the air. I think that his power right now is something that is helping this lineup. You know, I know he's not hitting particularly well. You know, he's still batting, what, like 230 or something, but his power is still playing well in this, on this lineup. You know, and to me, if you could, and I think you can, and I think it will, but if he hits 260 with the power that he's showing right now, I mean, he's hitting 224 right now. If he's hitting 260, you know, with his power, which I think he can get to 260, you know, I think he'll get hot and he'll have a stretch where he plays well. I mean, I think that's good. That's fine. You know, then he becomes, you know, almost more of a power hitter. But his home runs are playing well right now. He's leading the team in home runs with 8. He's one of, what, 5 guys with 20 or more RBI. You know, he actually, believe it or not, leads the team in walks. So, you know, his OPS is almost, it's 797. You know, so it's not like he's a total stiff like everybody seems to try and make him out to be. I just don't believe that. And I think that he's a better option than Austin Meadows. And if you're not going to have Austin Meadows in your lineup every single day, what is the point of having him here? I mean, he's still an extremely inexperienced player. You've got to remember that. He's had a lot of, adversity that he's had to overcome. And he's had, as a result, not a ton of time in the minors. And frankly, I'm a guy that sometimes I think, well, that's way too much. You know, there's way too much put in how much time you have in the minors. But in his case, you know, he doesn't have a ton of experience even at the AAA level. You know, he's been around 6 years. He's got less than 600 at bats in AAA. So you let him, you know, go back down there when Marte gets healthy, and you let him continue to get experience and get better. And when he does that, maybe next year, you know, he's ready to come up and be, you know, in that fourth outfielder role, and it's not going to hurt his development. I just think experience for him right now is important. I think gaining at-bats and experience for him is really important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.